Going back to the cardiology 101 concept, can you talk a little bit about the whole issue of diet and lipids? And again, update people maybe who aren't quite as on top of this as you are.
Well, diet and lipids vis-a-vis heart function are very important in terms of preventing atherosclerotic disease. And atherosclerotic disease would be an additional stress and an additional disease that would potentially occur on top of chemotherapy-related cardiotoxicity. Diet and lipids probably have no relation to the actual toxic effects of these drugs we're talking about. But women who have the underlying toxicity inherent in having received the drugs should be counseled to do absolutely everything to not develop atherosclerotic disease in addition, because they'll be so much more sensitive to its effects.
I probably should have included exercise as part of that triad. What kind of impact do those strategies practically have in terms of morbidity and mortality? And not so much in people who've had trastuzumab or chemotherapy, but just in general, what do we understand about the potential impact of these interventions and how much of an intervention does it take? How much of a dietary change or how closely the lipids have to be monitored? How much does all that matter?
Well, the answer would be it matters a lot. Although, quite honestly, the interventions that are most successful in terms of, let us take lipids out of that list of things, the ability of exercise, weight loss, and dietary changes to change lipids is rather major. The frequency with which an individual patient undertakes the effective level of change is, in my experience, quite low. We generally end up giving them statin drugs to achieve optimal lipid levels. I suppose the field of oncology isn't too concerned with overweight, but in my experience, many of my patients are overweight or actually quite obese. And the rate at which all of my good counseling and dietary referrals actually achieves a significant weight loss is very low. And if I had a statin equivalent that would produce weight loss, I'd probably be using it every day.